This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're coming up on 2 years since Superstorm Sandy hit the East Coast, wrecking or paralyzed the New Jersey shore, Manhattan, New York's Long Island, and beyond. Scientists predict that by the middle of this century, low-lying areas from Boston to Baltimore will flood frequently due to climate change. Reporter Ilya Meretz says these long-term forecasts are putting increasing pressure on state and local governments to boost their financial resilience.
After Sandy's floodwaters receded, New York commissioned Swiss Re to put a price tag on the cost of future storms. The insurer ran thousands of climate scenarios and came up with some sobering numbers. Here's one: $90 billion. If a storm comparable to Sandy happens in 2050, it could cause $90 billion of insured damage in New York City alone, 4.5 times the damage done 2 years ago.
Yeah, so we're talking about a very different climate scenario in 2050.
Alex Kaplan is with Swiss Re.
The amount of economic losses on climate events across the country will put an increasing burden on these governments and their ability to respond quickly.
Kaplan says it's time to start learning from places that are already planning for disasters in innovative ways. Some of these countries may surprise you.
Like in the Caribbean, even in a country like Haiti.
Yes, Haiti, our poorest neighbor in the Western Hemisphere. Haiti's big innovation? It buys insurance tied to a specific trigger, like wind speeds or earthquake intensity. This is called parametric insurance.
Because of that defined trigger, you can very quickly release the payout from the insurance policy.
Just 2 weeks after the disastrous 2010 earthquake, Haiti got a check for almost $8 million. It wasn't nearly enough to pay for the damage done, but it sure helped that the money came quickly, Kaplan says.
We haven't started the repairs yet. It's shut down. But
here in New York, the subway system is still fighting to collect on its traditional insurance claims from Sandy. But the subway's new post-Sandy insurance policy is parametric, like Hades.
This is your first time here?
Yes, it is.
I'm in Lower Manhattan with Laureen Coyne, Director of Risk for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. We're looking at a white tube partially submerged in the harbor. It's a tidal gauge, which will trigger an automatic payment of $200 million to the subway system if the water rises.
How high does this have to get to trigger the policy?
The trigger is 8.5 for the gauges in the battery.
That's 8.5 feet above sea level, or from where we're standing on shore.
So kind of roughly waist height.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Small child.
Yeah.
Coyne admits the $200 million policy would only cover a fraction of the likely damages. But the fact that the cash would come fast helps her sleep better at night. For the rest, the subway system still depends on everyone's favorite insurer of last resort, the U.S. federal government. In New York, I'm Ilya Meretz for Marketplace.